Portions of the show may be previously recorded. Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. Proudly sitting in for Del Walmsley, I'm Mike Harrison. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Where's Del Walmsley? Well, I'll tell you, Del is finishing up a trip to Hawaii. Now, is he there vacationing the entire time? Oh, I guarantee Del found some time to enjoy the lifestyle, no doubt. No, Del was teaching financial freedom and networking with our members in Hawaii. How great is that? We have a very strong member group in Hawaii. So quick shout out to you real estate investors in Hawaii. Hello from Texas. I promise you, your weather is much better than what we're having now. My gosh, we are in a heat wave here in Texas. It is unnaturally hot for this early in the summer. But think about being financially free and living the lifestyle in Hawaii. How incredible would that be? Again, I know folks that are financially free in Texas, and yes, we love Texas. We enjoy it. But boy, you get days like we're having now, and it is just a steamer outside. So as I said earlier, I'm Mike Harrison. I'll be hosting this show for 2 days. You get me for today's hour, and I'll be back tomorrow. I hope you can join in with me tomorrow as well, and allow me to introduce myself. I am one of the hosts of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Many of you may not realize there are two shows, the Del Walmsley Radio Show and the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. You can subscribe to both of them on your favorite podcast app. You can find both of them at the Lifestyles Unlimited website, lifestylesunlimited.com. And like I said, I'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you catch both shows. Now I'm going to tell you something really cool. Del Walmsley himself taught me how to properly invest in real estate. And all I did was do what he told me to do. I followed a map. That's how simple my plan was. Do what I learned. I'm a real estate investor in both single family homes and apartment communities. I began 11 years ago. I'm a partner in over 3,500 doors of real estate. And I have to pinch myself when I say it. It's hard to believe. But where am I today? I am always looking to invest. If the math makes sense, yes, I'm investing. You just have to find the right deal, but they're out there. And I'm doing that regardless of the fear mongers. The economy, boy, everything's about the economy today. I think they'll announce that we're in a recession come July 1st. Technically, you have to have 2 quarters of GDP down. We're headed for that. I don't worry about the leadership of our country. You can get tied up in that if you want. I don't. We have an actor from Texas. His name is Matthew McConaughey. Maybe you've heard of him. Well, he has a saying, just keep on keeping on. Well, that's what I'm doing. That's my real estate plan. I just keep on keeping on, creating cash flow, growing my wealth. But more importantly, having fun and living the lifestyle. And as I sit here on this show talking to you today, what is incredible is that while Dale is teaching financial freedom in Hawaii, I learned from him myself. When was that? Well, not to be too specific, I'll tell you when it was. It was Saturday, May 18th, 2013. Saturday and Sunday. Financial Freedom Seminar, 16 hours, 8 hours on Saturday, 8 hours on Sunday. Yes, I gave up a weekend to go learn how to change my life. And did I? Absolutely. That's the day my life changed forever. Now, it doesn't seem like that long ago, looking back. It really doesn't. 2013 was yesterday. Do you know how many rental units I had in 2013? This is silly. Think about it. One. I was one of those rare individuals that comes to Lifestyles Unlimited and actually has some rental property. Why did I come to Lifestyles? Everyone's got their own reason. I came because, boy, I knew I was doing everything wrong. And I knew in the back of my mind that there had to be something in real estate that's life-changing. Why? Because 70% of all millionaires in the United States made their money in real estate. 70%. This is a big country. But I had one unit, and I knew it was, we weren't failing. We made a 9% return. But wow, when I got to Lifestyles Unlimited, I learned so much. So I walked in and I knew there's something to real estate. Got to be something here. I need to learn how to do it correctly. Boy, is there something to real estate. There's 5 or 10 things that I had no idea that makes real estate great. So from 1 to 3,500 doors, probably more than that. I need to add them up. But how would you like to be a partner in over 3,500 doors of real estate? It's easy. It's easy. The hardest part is getting started. If I can do this, I'm telling you, and this is so cliche, if I can do this, anyone can do this. I did not start with a huge amount of money. I hear some of you out there, you're like, oh, Harrison, you must have brought $2 million to the table. No, not even close. Way less than that. Well down from that number. So I didn't start with a large amount of money. What did I start with? I started with a plan. I started with an education. I learned how to invest effectively and properly in real estate. And like I said, that first property I had, we still made 9%. We floundered and did everything wrong. Now today, do I know everything about real estate investing? No, not even close. I am still learning. I still have a long way to go. Heck, last week I had lunch with my mentor. Why? Because I need to enter that next phase of my real estate investing. I need to transition to that phase. And so step one with that was meeting with my mentor. Step two is continuing education. There's a whole nother piece of education that's going to come with this next phase. We don't just roll the dice and go out and do it. We do it and we do it right and we do it effectively. So the education component to Lifestyles Unlimited and the networking component. And again, Dell and an entire team of Lifestyles Unlimited folks are in Hawaii and they're doing this. They're teaching and networking. But those two components combined, literally, is what makes us the most effective real estate education and mentoring group in the United States. If you're going to do this, you want to do it with the best. And I'm not just saying that because I'm here at Lifestyles. You're probably going, oh, we expect you to say that. Friends, I've looked at some of these other groups. A lot of them are copycat groups, people that were asked to leave Lifestyles Unlimited. A lot of them don't even have that much education. At least the people that were here at one point went through our education program, and they've learned how to do certain things that maybe just aren't the best for the passive investors. We protect the passive investors like a mama bear protects cubs. I'm telling you right now, it is all about the passives. If you're just now tuning in, you can pick up this show 3 different places. The easiest way for me, at least, is the podcast app. And there's 2 shows. There's the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Again, like I said, I'm one of the hosts of that show. And then there's the Dell Walmsley Radio Show. You may not be aware there are 2 shows, the one that Dell does and then the ones that we do. So you can find this on your favorite podcast app. You can also go to YouTube. Lifestyles Unlimited has its own channel there. Ton of information, not just the radio show, is on that YouTube channel. A lot of educational pieces, a lot of case studies, a lot of site walks, just a ton of content there. You'll like that if you go check out YouTube, Lifestyles Unlimited. And then, of course, the Lifestyles Unlimited website, that's lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the radio button. I think there might be 15 years of radio shows there. Cool thing is, scroll all the way down, search bar bottom right, put in whatever, taxes, IRAs, single family properties, multifamily properties, any sort of subject, cash flow snowball that you're interested in, you'll find just a ton of content there and you can listen to that in your own time. I want to take this next segment and I want to share what it is we really do as real estate investors. I mean, big picture, not generalities. What is it that you feel that we do, those of you listening to this show right now, that are not real estate investors? Think about that for a second. What is it that we do as real estate investors? Now, the easy answer And we're not going to take the easy answer. But the easy answer is going to be, well, you buy rent houses and you rent those to people and you buy apartment communities and you rent the apartments to people. Sure. Yes. Yes. Do we do that? Yes. Overly simplistic. I'm not going to let you get away with that one. That's too easy. I need you to think for a second. And I want you to take this on a much greater level, a level of thinking that is 100% detached conceptually from that simple answer. We're going upper level here, okay? Upper level. We're going to detach from, well, you buy a property and you rent it to somebody. You buy an apartment community and you rent that to people. That's just too simplistic. What we do as real estate investors really is so simple, it's complex. What we do is so simple, it's complex. And I'm going to go one step further. I'm going to say it's so complex, it's profound. Are you ready? We buy cash flow. We buy cash flow. That's what a real estate investor does. Let me say it a different way. We buy a stream of income. Let that sink in. What is a rental property in the right neighborhood that has been purchased and rehabbed at a cost that is conducive to market level rent in that neighborhood? And you put a great resident in there, and then you rent it at that market level rent. What is that? That's a stream of income. That is cash flow. As a real estate investor, we buy cash flow. Simplistic, if you want to get simplistic, you can say, oh yeah, you buy a property. No, we're looking for the cash. That's what we're seeking. We do the math, and then the math tells us, hey, if done properly, if you do this, this, and this, you're going to have $400 a month left over on this property. Bingo, you now hit the hot button. I don't care about where the house is. Well, I do to an extent. I look for certain neighborhoods, but I don't care about any of the other stuff. I don't care if it's got some incredible oak tree or it's got the new roof or it's got the new flooring. That's nice and that's part of the equation and that goes in, but I'm not like, hey, that house right there. No, I do the math first and then I check out the house. Math first, evaluation first, then go look at the house. And then when you get in the house, you're like, hey, I like that. I don't like that. I need to change that. This is nice. Glad they did that. And then we put it and we position it and we fix it and we make it great. We get a great family or a great resident in there and we get the cash flow. We buy cash flow. I would gladly invest, and I'm not going to use the term buy, invest $30,000 for a perpetual $400 a month. Follow me here. $400 a month, $4,800 a year. What is $4,800 of 30 grand? That is a 16% cash on cash return. That is real estate investing 101. $4,800, would you spend $30,000 for a perpetual $4,800 a year? If you understand that concept, now you can embrace and logically understand what it is a real estate investor does. If you understand that, congratulations. You've taken a concept and you've broken it down mentally to an understanding that is quite simple. That concept alone, buying cash flow, buying into the most dynamic investment on the planet. And I'm just talking about cash flow. I'm not even talking about the really, really sweet, incredible aspects of real estate investing. I'm trying to keep this on an overly simplistic level so that you understand what a real estate investor is. Or maybe you're considering investing in real estate and you want to have a conversation with family members, people close to you. I had to explain this to my parents, and it was unique. It was a different conversation. Keep in mind, they're personal truth is 20th century, very different than ours. They were taught not to borrow. They were taught to pay their house off. They also grew up in a world of 8, 9, 10, 12, 14, 16% interest rates. They grew up in a world where a dollar was a dollar. But since the 70s, is a dollar a dollar? I don't know. We're not based on the gold standard anymore. That's changed. They grew up in a world of pensions. They grew up in a different place. So when I talk to people that I care about and they say, what are you really doing? What is this real estate? Well, I'm buying cash flow. I'm buying streams of income.
You allowed 15,000 members into your sandbox.
Thank you.
And so that speaks volumes. So for that, and as a family.
So you know why I did that? Everybody always asks, why did you do this? Because I was an ugly kid. My parents used to have to put a pork chop around my neck so the dog would play with me. And so I always wanted to have friends, and I figured if I could make people rich, they might be my friend.
Join Dell and his successful friends. Start with a free online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome to the Dell Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. Proudly sitting in for Dell Walmsley, my name's Mike Harrison. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. If you're just now tuning in, you may be saying to yourself, where's Dell? Well, Dell is in Hawaii. He's teaching financial freedom to our members there with an entire team from Lifestyles Unlimited. I know David Fisher's there. David Fisher teaches our two-day class. And I know we have a ton of consultants, a lot of operational consultants. We have a big group in Hawaii. They didn't just throw a dart and go, hey, let's find an excuse to go to Hawaii. No, they said, we need to go visit our members in Hawaii. So a quick shout out to our members in Hawaii. You're doing a great job. Just keep on going. How incredible would it be to be in Hawaii, financially free, just enjoying that tropical breeze? You know, I'm a fan. If you've caught my shows in the past, I'm a beach guy. So anytime we can hear the sound of crashing waves and the beautiful smell of ocean in the background, I'm down with that. So good for you, Hawaii. Very excited to be joining you today. Dell Walmsley taught me at our Financial Freedom Seminar, the first one I attended, and that was in May of 2013, May 18th and May 19th. That was a Saturday and Sunday. That was 16 hours, I remember. Those were some long days. But the information was life-changing, life-changing. And let me say, when I first met Dell Walmsley, he's bigger than life. I'm telling you right now, bigger than life. He is a very direct speaker. He's one of those guys, just telling you, he's not going to hold back. He's going to say what needs to be said. I could have never imagined that I would be here speaking to you today on this platform, sharing my thoughts on real estate investing. What a ride. And I'm invested in both single family homes and apartment communities. I began 11 years ago. I actually bought my first house outside of Lifestyles Unlimited, struggled, found Lifestyles Unlimited because I knew there had to be a better way, had listened to the radio show, actually for a couple of years before finally coming in and attending a free workshop. I want to say thank you to Dell Walmsley. I want to say thank you to Lifestyles Unlimited. I want to say thank you to my mentors and the countless others that have helped me and continue to help me along the way. I want to say thank you to my real estate team. If you have any questions about Lifestyles Unlimited or about how to get started, send me an email, askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. How can you learn more? Well, we have free workshops. I attended this workshop in person. Now it's online. I mean, you're not watching a video. It's interactive. You're tuning in, and you can find that at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com, lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Again, that's how I started. I finally said, I'm going to this workshop. I had finally heard the message. What's the saying? When the student is ready to hear the message, they will hear the message. Well, I had just come out of 2008 to 2010 and got wiped by the stock market. I guess I heard that beacon, that voice. I guess I saw that beam of light in the distance that said, Harrison, there's got to be a better way. So I went to that workshop. It all made sense. I joined Lifestyles Unlimited, and my life has been different ever since. If you want to join, I'm going to give you a promo code right now. Our regular price is $740 for 1 year. If you use this promo code, it will drop that price to $297 for 2 years. That's way less expensive than when I joined, and I'm not complaining about the price. Trust me. I'm just saying that's way less than when I joined. That's at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com, GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. That promo code, all capital letters, save big, no spaces, S-A-V-E-B-I-G, all capital letters, $297. Really, friends, that's the price of a good dinner today. Actually, maybe half the price of a really, really good dinner. But $297 is not a much. Sadly, maybe that's how much it costs to fill up your truck. Anyway, is it bad out there? Add some passive income to your life. Help you get through these tough times. Extra $400 will help you pay those gas bills. The last segment, I shared a very simple yet complex philosophy of what it is that a real estate investor does. And it is an upper level philosophy. But at the end of the day, we're looking for cash flow, and we're looking to invest at a level that makes sense, where the return makes sense and acceptable to us. But that's it. We buy cash flow. Now, in your right mind, you may say, why would anyone spend $50,000 to buy $5,000 a year? Why not just keep the 50 grand? But this is 5 grand in perpetuity. And in most instances, it's tax-free, or a huge chunk of it is tax-free. So basic math, you may say, oh, 50 grand to buy 5K in year 10, I'll be even. In year 11, I'll be to the positive. But it's way better than that. Now, how is it that I say in perpetuity? You're probably thinking, well, rent houses wear out. Things, you have to come in and replace things. Yes. Yes, they do. Typically, we're turning that rental property or that apartment community in year 3 to year 5. Now, are there circumstances where we hold it a little longer? Yes, certainly. Again, it's all simple math. We use the math. We identify the cash flow. We identify what that investment will be to purchase that cash flow. If it makes sense, then we act. But it is in perpetuity. So even if you spent 50 grand to buy 5 grand, that's year in and year out. And when that asset needs to be moved, refinanced, traded, we take the equity from that asset and the gains, everything. And we don't just put it in our pocket. We roll that into the next asset or assets or several assets. And that's how we build what I call a cash flow snowball. But we're stacking and compounding these investments on top of one another. So one rent house is not going to retire you. That $400 a month is a start. And then you get to 2 and 3 and 4, 5, 11. And then you start saying, wow, there's an extra $50,000 a year. My life is beginning to change. And you can do the same thing with apartment investing. Whether you're buying the apartment yourself, you start with a small one, a 10 unit, move to a 16 unit, a 20 unit, a 30 unit, a 50 unit, a 218 unit. I've seen much bigger purchases than that. You can be a passive investor in apartment communities. But again, you're stacking as one blesses you. Let's say you enter into a deal and you invest in it. And then 3 years later, you get 100% return. So you get your initial investment back plus that same amount on top of it. So if you took $50,000, they gave you your 50 back plus another 50. I'm not even counting the cash flow in the years that it was coming in. Do you take that and put it in your pocket? No. Now you have $100,000. So you started with 50. Now you have 100, and you stack it and you stack it and you stack it. And that's what I've been doing. I went from one unit to well over 3,500 units. But if I was just basing that investment on cash flow only, just on cash flow, with that concept of buying cash flow, if people understood that concept that I'm explaining to you, if everyone got it, there would be 10 times the amount of real estate investors in the country than they are today. 10 times. People invest in stock. They don't get 10x return. You hear about that. You hear about some of the early adopters of some of the tech stocks, but for the most part, no, you've got a portfolio and you're just looking for it to go up. And then what happens if it goes down? But that's all speculation. Most people think the only way to make money in the stock market is if I buy a stock at X and it goes to Y, and that's a positive delta, then I've made money. And we don't have to rely on that when we're buying cash flow. It is a completely different concept. And if people understood that, if they got it, if they understood it, there would be 10 times the amount of real estate investors in the United States than there are today. So why do we say that concept simple, yet profound, yet complex? It really is. I'm explaining a concept, a very high-level concept of, in a nutshell, what are we really doing as a real estate investor? And I found this concept helps me explain this to friends, family, people that give you that, they give you the corner eye, right? Oh, you're a real estate investor, and they're kind of looking at you funny. Because again, the conventional wisdom world out there just says, oh, real estate investing, boy, you're living on a tightrope. You're out of your mind. You're crazy. You need to be in the stock market. And I just look back and I kind of chuckle and I say, no, I'm right where I need to be. So let's continue this concept of buying cash flow and then let's take it up a notch. I kind of hinted at it at the end of the last segment there, but let's say we have a box, okay? There's a box. And this box produces $100,000 a year in positive cash flow. After all the bills are paid, everything's satisfied, all the employees are paid, the box gives back $100,000 a year in positive income. What would you pay for that box? I can tell you the line would go around the block of people that would say, well, I'll give you $1 million for that box. It's a 10% return. And then there'd be a second line, and there's people that would say, well, I'll give you $2 million for that box. 5% return. Okay, we're buying $100,000 a year. We're going to spend $2 million. There's probably a whole group of other people that say, I'll pay you a lot more than $2 million. In fact, if that box provided $100,000 a year in positive cash flow, people would fight over it. There would be an auction. The price would continue up. But that's what we do. That's what we do as real estate investors. But wait, there's more. Let's look at this box. And let's say, and this, I'm going to call it, this is the Lifestyles Unlimited twist. The secret sauce, the coup de grace, whatever analogy you want to use. And here at Lifestyles Unlimited, this is a group of box investors. You get educated here on the differences of boxes. You learn what a good box is, a bad box is, an okay box is. You learn box management, box repair, box marketing, how to make a bad box a good box, how to make a good box a great box, best ways to finance that box. Right? If you're going to buy it for $1 million or $2 million, what's better than that? Well, having the bank come in for 80%. Wouldn't that be nice? Then you're only out of pocket $200,000, $400,000, and you got $100,000 in positive income? Yeah, let's bring the bank to the deal. Let's say with this education, you become really good at identifying the nuances of cash producing boxes, and you have a mentor that you can literally just pick up the phone, text, call, email, and your mentor, well, your mentor is an expert at box identification. Your mentor owns several boxes. Your mentor has bought a ton of boxes. And so you're searching for your own box. You're ready to buy your box, and you find one that's really worn out. You know, it's kind of beat up, kind of dented in on the side. This poor box is only producing $50,000 a year, half of what the $100,000 box is producing. But you look at it, and you walk it, and you take pictures of it, and you call some other box people that you know, and everybody agrees. They say, well, you know, if you fix this side of it over here, and you painted that side over there, and you really took care of this box, that's a $100,000 box under the right ownership. But it's on sale because it's only producing $50,000. People just aren't recognizing this is a $100,000 a year box. So now you get excited because you say, I know I can fix this box and I can buy this box for half price and I can make it. I can put some work into it and make this box produce $100,000 per year. Would you then buy that box? And what would you pay for it? Yes, you'd buy it, especially when you're getting at a discount. Yes, yes, and yes. And that's what we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. How do you operate the box? And now I'm going to change the word of the box to business. How do you operate the business to make it produce more? Buy the business, fix the business, improve the business, better the business, increase the value of the business. Do not speculate. Understand what it is you're doing, recognize it, and take it down. That's not speculation. You'll hear a saying within real estate investing that people say, real estate investors create their own economy. So let's say it's times like today, 6%, 7% interest rates, maybe a little better than that. Just depends on the deal, obviously, and the lender and what's going on. But rates are definitely higher today than they were yesterday. They're not those sub threes that we sure got used to. And you find the broken down box, but you've done your analysis. You've done your homework. You've let your team come look at the box. And together, you agree that this box is on sale for half price. They're only selling this box for $500,000 because it's only producing $50,000. But with the right team in place all day long, this is a $100,000 a year box with the right ownership. Does it matter if interest rates are 6 or 7%? No, that doesn't matter. Does it matter that the lenders are only bringing 50 or 60% to the table? No, that doesn't matter. The math makes sense. That's what we teach here at Lifestyles Unlimited. We buy cash flow, we buy the business, we fix the business, we improve the business, we better the business, and increase the value.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.